Jake Spaulding back with you here on this Thursday evening. It's Roll Valley Locker Room Chats here presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice in Hoyt. Talking now with Coach Chris Brown of the Roll Valley Panthers. And Coach, you guys are in a big stretch of games right now, a lot of makeup games going on, and you're playing. You played two times already this week. You got one more game tomorrow night to round out this week. But what's the schedule been like for you from the coaching perspective of all these games in a short amount of time?
Yeah, you know, the January was so crazy with the weather, but then now we're kind of paying for it in February. So a lot of games, less practices. When you do have practice, you're a little bit more worried about, you know, making sure everybody's bodies are okay versus really getting after them in practice. It's certainly been a challenge. And, you know, one of the things we talk to our guys about is that your games, you have to get better during the game, right? This time of year where practice is a little bit less important. Games are what's important. So even when a game's not going your way, there's still important minutes to be played, and you need to be thinking about the game and taking a mental approach, you know, what you need to be doing better just because we don't have that practice time.
Sure, no doubt. And this week, I mean, it wasn't – the Big Seven's never easy, and this week is definitely one of those as well. As you got Perry LeCompton this past Tuesday. Last night, you have a barn burner. Take me through last night's game against Jefferson West. Seemed like a really good game. You fall by one. Just take me through, if you can, what happened last night. You guys fall just short by one.
Yeah, we played really well, and, you know, the issue wasn't the end of the game as much as it was the entire fourth quarter. We had a six-point lead that they pretty much cut into immediately to start the quarter, and then it was kind of, you know, game on from there, and we struggled to score. Then late we find ourselves down two, and a sophomore for us, Tristan Murata, comes off the bench for us, you know, not even a starter, comes in and hits a huge three and gives us a lead late. They call a timeout, and then they executed offensively their play out of that timeout much better than we executed defensively what we wanted to do, and they wound up with a really solid, easy look for the win. You know, we had a half-court heave that didn't go for us, but it was two teams kind of desperate for a win. Both of us have been struggling to get those wins, and it didn't come down to physical plays as much as it did, you know, mental plays there late, and they executed mentally a lot better than we did.
So looking at the ahead for you guys now, again, tomorrow night you're at Baldwin, and then next week you got Nemaha coming to town at Hiawatha, end the year at home against Silver Lake. The schedule this year, the Big Seven League in general, has just been really a, kind of a gauntlet. As you guys head in towards sub-state in these final four games, you know, what is kind of the focus for you guys? Because you mentioned earlier about how practices, you almost got to like just get yourself rested up a little bit because of so many games. As you're making that push to the postseason, what is the focus for you guys?
Yeah, the postseason is not a focus at all, and maybe it should be, but you know, our focus is each day, you know, you show up and you make the decision to get to work and get better or to phone it in, you know. And so far, I think we've got everybody when they come each day, if it's a game or practice, is working on getting better. And, you know, our goal obviously is not to win league or not to win sub-state or win state. Our goal right now is to get our fourth win, you know, because we're at three. And once we get our fourth win, you know, if we have enough time left, we'll make our goal to get our fifth win, you know. So that's what we're focusing on, is it's just continuing to improve, continuing to come to work. Those are your two choices. You either work to get better or you don't. You know, we talk a lot about frustration. Frustration is a very natural thing. I hope everyone in our locker room is frustrated. I know I am. Your decision is, do you take that frustration and use it to fix the problem, or do you take that frustration and use it to compound the problem? So hopefully we got a locker room full of guys who want to fix the problem, and we'll keep working and trying to get better, put ourselves in positions to win games, and hopefully the next one goes our way.
And I love that mindset from you, Coach, because I think, again, you know, when you have a season like this, you know, you mentioned it, you can go one way or the other. So I love that attitude for you guys and your team. Let's talk about some of the kids on your team right now. You know, Landon Gilbert has really stepped up this year as a freshman for you. What have you seen from him and maybe some other kids that have stepped into new roles this year as the season has progressed?
Yeah, you know, Landon, a super talented kid. He's a freshman, so he's raw, and he started the season kind of playing a little bit here and there, and then, you know, ended the season as you know, pretty much our best player. You know, when you look at some of the stats, he our highest shooting percentage, leads us in rebounds, he's right there in points. Unfortunately, he suffered an injury, so he's going to miss a little bit here, but hopefully we can get him back for that last week. But you know, you never want to throw a freshman out there, but when you do, you hope they respond well, and he really has, and we're certainly very excited about his future. Another kid I want to talk about is somebody who has struggled shooting the ball this year. He's not had the senior season he wanted. And that's Aiden McKenzie, but that stuff's pretty irrelevant, man. The kid is the best off-the-ball defensive player in the league, and I don't think it's close. He's taken 18 charges through our 16 games, over a charge a game. I just had a conversation with him earlier. I said, that's more rare than a 20-point-per-game score. You know, I mean, if you are around long enough, you see 20-point-per-game scores. You never see somebody average over a charge taken per game. But he's always in the right position defensively. He's a tough kid who doesn't mind taking the hit, and certainly has been an absolute pleasure to coach and one of my favorites of all time, and we're going to miss him dearly. But, you know, it's guys like him and our other senior, Josh Boyden, that starts for us. And then we've got a couple, Josh's brother, Zach, and Logan on the bench. Man, that's what we want to fight for here at the end. Let these guys taste another, you know, victory here before we call it a year. And that's our goal. Just get better, find a win somewhere, and keep working with each other every day.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time as always, and good luck down the stretch here. Four more games in the regular season. As you mentioned, two non-league, two league games. Good luck tomorrow night in Baldwin taking on the Bulldogs down there.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Chris Brown of the Roll Valley Panthers. And again, every single week here on Thursday nights, it is Roll Valley Locker Room Chats, proudly presented by Holton Community Hospital, the Hoyt Family Practice location.